I next met with Dr. Denise Yardley from the Sarah Cannon Research Institute in Nashville, Tennessee, to discuss breast cancer. To begin, Dr. Yardley focused on an important development in the field, the very recent report from a critical clinical trial in women with HER2-positive breast cancer, the so-called AFFINITY study that was presented at the ASCO meeting in June, demonstrating a modest improvement in outcome when the anti-HER2 antibody pertuzumab was added to adjuvant chemotherapy and trastuzumab.
So that trial that really addressed the addition of adding pertuzumab in an adjuvant setting that we've been waiting for that data demonstrated, I think, maybe to some of us a bit less of an improvement that we were banking on. And the difference that we saw now looking out at the five-year mark was a smaller magnitude than I think I would have estimated, and it was just about 2%. And so now looking at that data and walking into the office and looking at patients now, trying to figure out how to make recommendations and incorporate that while the FDA looks at that, I think has become challenging. I think the other take home from the AFFINITY is I feel much more comfortable in the setting for patients that are unable to tolerate the pertuzumab. I think we can say that, you know, HER2 therapy with trastuzumab and chemotherapy is very effective, and pertuzumab adding it as a dual HER2 strategy offered a small incremental increase in a very high-risk patient population, but those that were unable to tolerate it from largely the GI toxicities, I think I feel comfortable with stopping that therapy in those patients too.
I guess technically the trial met its endpoint of being a positive trial. And then you're pointing out the fact that maybe the magnitude of that positivity was not as much as people would have hoped. At this point, can you kind of describe a situation where you might want to use, assuming you could use it from a regulatory point of view, pertuzumab as adjuvant therapy?
I think in the adjuvant setting, I think, you know, I'd be likely limiting this now to the node positive patients, and certainly the hormone receptor negative, those that I feel are high risk tumors, young patients with a lot of tumor burden. But I think I'd feel comfortable in these node negative stage one tumors of not moving forward with pertuzumab, particularly if those patients are not tolerant of it, because I can't really justify that they're going to experience a benefit.